Let me ask you about labor shortages, because that's a huge issue right now. Is this going to be a drag on the restaurant industry, for instance, for a long time, or do you see it passing more quickly?
Yeah, well, you know, labor has always been the big challenge, but I think it's more difficult than ever now. I mean, everybody that I've talked to says it's never been harder to get the people to run the restaurant. So, you know, I think we're going through a down point at this stage in terms of, you know, the capacity of labor. But these things kind of ebb and flow and it'll come back. Nothing's permanent.
Is the core problem here that businesses simply aren't paying people enough? I mean, isn't one solution we just got to start?
Well, I think there's been a lot of stimulus money that, you know, that's keeping people from working. Okay, I think that's one of the issues. Okay, but I think any business, you have to pay competitively to get talent. There's no business that's very successful for very long, okay, that doesn't pay competitively. But that's another reason why I believe in recognition. I think you got to get competitive wages, but people leave companies for two reasons. Number one, they don't get along with their boss, okay? And number two, they don't feel appreciated for what they do. And that's why I always said, you know, we don't want bosses, we want coaches, and we want to recognize people. And that's how you keep people. There are very few people who are going to change their life by walking across the street from KFC to Wendy's. Okay, you know, the compensation is pretty much the same, but you can change your life if you're working with a better leader. And you know, that's why another reason why I'm so passionate about doing everything I can to develop better leaders. And you know, it's absolutely essential to the success of our country. I always say, show me a good leader, I'll show you a good business. Show me, you know, when the country's booming, I'll tell you, there's usually a lot of good leadership behind it.
Got to ask you another economics question, though, David, and that is about inflation, because that's starting to hit food restaurants as well. Shortages in poultry, for instance. Yeah. Are you hearing from people in the business on that front?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, inflation is a factor today, and I would venture to say it's going to be a bigger factor in the next 24 months.